Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to talk about how to keep your heels down and toes in whilst riding. So do you pull your lower leg up and use your heels instead of your calves when you put your leg on? Now this is a common fault that can impact on the effectiveness of your leg aids. So how can you improve your position so that your heels stay down? Now in this podcast episode, we're going to discuss the importance of the correct leg position for dressage riders. Also, we're going to give you some helpful exercises to practice that will help cure you of the heels down and toes out habit. So firstly, let's discuss the correct dressage rider position. Now when sitting in the saddle, you must be able to keep a clean line from your ear through your shoulder, hip and heel, and that position will help you to develop a balanced, independent seat. Now if that line is broken, your balance will change and that can negatively affect your horse's way of going. Now one of the most common causes of a loss of correct rider position is tension, because if you tense up, your muscles tighten and that will often lead to your lower leg being drawn up and your heels being raised. So ideally, your leg should hang down without tightness and tension. So here are some exercises that you can use to help you stretch your leg down longer and lower your heels. So exercise number one, the half seat position. So look closely at someone from your yard who show jumps or rides cross country, and you will notice that these riders have their stirrups shorter than what you do for dressage. Now that shorter leather length puts the rider's calf in close contact with the horse's barrel. Now you can develop the same contact with longer stirrups, but to do so you'll need to be able to use your ankle and Achilles tendon as a flexible shock absorber as the horse moves underneath you. And only use your calf for forward and sideways leg aids. So to ride correctly in a half seat, raise your seat a few inches out of the saddle, taking your weight over your knees, through your calf and down into your heel. Now you'll need to drop your heel right down and feel your calf muscle and tendons stretching as you do so. Now begin by riding this exercise in walk, and when you have found your balance, move on to riding in a half seat in trot and canter. But be aware that taking the weight onto the ball of your foot rather than into the heel is a common fault that's seen in riders when they first begin learning to ride in a half seat. So exercise number two, the staircase stretch. So this second exercise involves that you use a staircase and a large exercise ball. And we also advise that you have an assistant ready to catch you just in case. So stand at the bottom step of the stairs. Do not try this exercise at the top step of the stairs, and allow your heels to drop down over the edge of the step. Now allow your calf muscles to relax completely and drop your heel right down, and you should feel the back of your lower leg stretching. Now place a large exercise ball in between your calves as you stretch, and this will show you that you can use your calves to squeeze inwards whilst also stretching down into your heels at the same time. And lastly, exercise number three, lunge work. Now this is a simple exercise that you can ride on the lunge or at walk if you have a quiet horse. Now first of all, lengthen your stirrups and stretch your heels down and make circles with your toes. And rotate your ankles in counterclockwise and clockwise circles, focusing on keeping your calf supple and your heels deep. Now on the lunge, you can continue to ride this exercise in trot and canter. However, you should only attempt that off the lunge if you have a steady and trustworthy horse. So now that we know how to stretch the weight down into our heels, how do we stop riding with toes out? Because another common positional fault is turned out toes. Now apart from looking untidy, toes out can cause the following problems with the rider's position. So number one, turned out knees. Number two, thighs lifting away from the saddle. And number three, the inability to use the lower leg. Now only if you ride with a flexible ankle and your toes facing forward, you'll be able to use the inside of your leg correctly. Now, to assess how you're doing, you can take a look at the outer seam of your riding boots that run down the back of your calf and have a look at this section after you've ridden. Now, if the seam is coated in grease from your horse's coat, then you've been riding with your toes turned out. Now, one effective way to train your toe to stay forward is to place your hand underneath your thigh from behind and lift your thigh away from the saddle, pulling the upper part of your thigh backward. Now, you'll most likely find that you'll have to keep repeating the process of repositioning your thigh throughout your schooling sessions until muscle memory takes over and keeps your leg in the right place. Now, sometimes toes out can happen when a rider overcorrects their heel position. Now, it's often the case that the rider jams their heel right down and strains to keep their toes pointing in, only to find that they start gripping with their upper leg, unbalancing themselves. So focus on the position of your pelvis, your seat, your upper thigh, and the correct line from your ear, shoulder, hip and heel. And that will place your toes exactly where they should be. Now, toes out and heels up are usually problems that are caused when the rider becomes tense and tight. So concentrate on relaxing into the saddle and absorbing the horse's movement through your seat, and your leg position should sort itself out. So to wrap this episode up, riding with your heels down and toes facing forward is not just about aesthetics and looking the part. Now, if you ride with your heels up and your toes sticking out, it's highly probable that your basic riding position is flawed. Also, toes out and heels up can be indicators that the rider is very tense and tight. Now, on a dressage score sheet, there is a collective mark for the rider's position, the effect, and the correctness of the aids. So working on your riding position will pay dividends both in terms of the collective marks and your ability to apply your leg aids correctly and effectively. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can start a discussion in our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books and training diaries, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.